Hello, welcome to the Livestreams Carawarra podcast. We're delighted to have you join us. We invite you to sit back, relax, and listen to our latest episode. Thanks for joining.
Good evening.
So we praise God for His grace that has made us come and minister to you in some way or the other. Now, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me in Philippians chapter 1. Verse 1 to 5. I guess some of you have already heard this message, but maybe if you have heard it for the second time, it would be an emphasis. Okay. So don't get bored. But anyway, the Spirit of the Lord, maybe in some way or the other, may repress us and find new insight as I give this message. Paul and Timothy, servant of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ, okay, in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Again, it's been a great day for us. The fact that Minraj and I have been enjoying our time. We had joined the Soul Care Conference, and it's really a great day for us having thought of those important things about our ministries. But before I go further, let me thank you people for your partnership. I thank Benjin. You were not in Southport, you were not in Bull Creek, so it's my time for you to thank. Actually, I was once denied first when I applied for my visa, but it was through this man who helped me. Thank you. And at least you made this visit something good gonna happen. And to Daron and Mel, who had been our partners, sending updates and about LGF community. And to my partner Minraj, who had been doing his share in telling us about the Nepal ministry. The passage that I read a while ago speaks about gospel partnership that we are having right now. And as I was meditating on this particular passage, there are at least four significant truths that I learned as I took notice of the Apostle Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, or commonly known as the Philippian believers. The epistle will likewise set the tone, highlighting our current Livestream Global Family Ministry in the Philippines with, of course, LCC community in partnership. I pray that the Lord will speak to us through this epistle that Paul did to the church in Philippi. The church in Philippi, whom Paul planted during his second missionary journey, happened during AD 50, had really caused some joyful declaration on Paul himself as he pursued his missionary and church planting journey. It was until during his imprisonment in Rome to around 60 to 62 AD that he wrote a letter to the church, sending his deep affection for them and providing them guidance and encouragement in the faith, and somehow uncover his deep sense of gratitude for their partnership in the gospel. In fact, true to what he said in the succeeding chapter, he said, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you have no opportunity to show it. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles." Let me share to you these four significant truths that I learned through this passage that I have just read. Number one, I understand that true partners participate in the great harvest. We are partners. Partners in the sense that you are sending your gifts, you're sending your support to people who are working, as what Darren been told us. We all knew that Paul is a proponent of partnership venture in matters of doing the Lord's work. In fact, according to biblical narratives, Paul and his companion, including Silas, arrived in Philippi, which was a prominent city of Macedonia, modern-day Greece. And they initially met a group of women by the riverside. This is the very reason that you never underestimate women. Where they engaged in prayer, one of the women, Lydia, became a believer and opened her home to Paul and his companions. And this marked the beginning of the Philippian church. Church planting venture, missionary venture, church building venture is always a consolidation of partnership among members in the body of Christ, of which you are in. Okay? And this is the very reason why we came, for you to understand our partnership in the church planting venture, especially reaching the unreached people group in my country. In years 2021 to 2022, there was an incident where Livestream Christian Church Philippines came into rescue. There was a turnaround in the ministry organization in the Philippines, headed by Bishop Rupert then. And we used to call our legal religious shield as Livestream Christian Church Philippines, as registered in Securities and Exchange Commission. However, it was changed until there was a call for a revamp among LGF family. And, well, that's history. And my apology for not really getting into details. We just asked Darren about it anyway. However, I am here to report to you that with the creation of the 5 members of the Board of Trustees and had convened, we were able to register a new religious organization serving as our religious legal covering in churches and ministries in the Philippines. This is so important because in our country, if you are trying to organize a group without presenting some legal documents, you get arrested and maybe brand you as militants. So we are trying to get rid of that, and we registered formally. Okay? And with the blessing of LGF headed by Pastor Darren and the Livestream Christian Church in Perth, we were able to register Livestream Global Family Churches of the Philippines last March 13, 2023, or we easily call 03-13-23. The LGF community had early really participated in the formation and ministry direction in the Philippines, and we will continue helping one another for the expansion of God's kingdom. The second thing that I would like us to understand in this particular passage, true partners not only participate, but true partners pray and uphold each other for the great harvest. Someone said that prayer does not equip us for greater works. Prayer is the greater work. It is the foundation of our ministry work. It is just a way to request support or ask for help. It is a lifeline connecting us to God's guidance, strength, and provision. Through prayer, we find the wisdom to navigate the challenges in life, the courage to share the gospel, of which that is so needful, and the assurance that God is at work, even in the most difficult situation. The passage that I read a while ago has something to do with to tell us about this. Now, the Apostle Paul realizes the significance of prayer partners, prayer warriors, or I don't know how you're going to call it here. And these are integral part on our church planting journey and church administration. We understand that our fight is against spiritual forces. Our fight is against spiritual forces of this dark, crazy world, not on physical things. If you get into the journey of the Apostle Paul in most of his epistles, you will observe that he is not asking prayer that he will become rich. Okay? Now, I would like you to notice when he wrote the church in Rome, he said he's asking for safety, deliverance from believers, from the unbelievers, and for his service to be acceptable to the saints in Jerusalem. When he wrote the church in Ephesus, he was asking the people that he may boldly proclaim the gospel as he should, even while he is in chain. When he wrote the church in Colossae, again, he was asking them that God would open a door for the word and that he may speak the mystery of Christ so clearly. And you, when you get into his letter to the church in Thessalonica, Paul asks the Thessalonian believers to pray for him and his companion. I tell you, brethren, we seek nothing but your prayer support, that God's anointing be upon us and the power of the gospel really will ring in people's life. It's the gospel that makes us believers in the Lord. It is the power of the Holy Spirit that we rely on. Especially that the place that we are working is the unreached people group, and we are animistic by nature. So these are just a few examples that we see in Apostle Paul's ministry. Paul wants the Philippian believers to be more active in upholding them in prayer, not only supporting them financially. And I really treasure our partnership. Every time we had that LGF meeting, before that happens, Brother Luke, you're going to call me and then ask for prayer concern. And it really served as an encouragement on my part. And I give credit to that, because maybe the reason why we are able to overcome those challenges is because you praying for us. Okay? Number three that I found in this particular passage, through partners, not only participate, not only pray, but through partners provide moral and tangible support for the great harvest. And I think this is the visible thing that you are doing among live stream community here in Perth. The Apostle Paul, when he in chapter 4, he said, "I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to be in plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Further in verse 14, chapter 4, he said, "Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desire gifts. What I desire is that to be more credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent. They are fragrant offering and acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God." Church, every single cent, prayer support, financial support, logistic support that you have given to LGF, not only in the Philippines, but maybe in Nepal, Myanmar, that's fragrant offering to our God. And when God is honored in our giving, doubly he will return it double portion. Okay. The Apostle Paul acknowledged the believers' generosity shown in their partnership in his missionary journey. They sent support to Paul through Paul's faithful aid, Epaphroditus. Now, the apostle, this church supported the Apostle Paul because they understood his vision. They understood his direction, okay, and that is to go and make disciples and plant more churches for God's kingdom. Again, I am so grateful of things that you are doing. And let me show you a bit about our upcoming program for LGFCPI, or Livestream Global Family Churches of the Philippines, in the next 3 years. Okay. It's advancing the gospel for the Subanen tribe. The Subanen, also called Subano, okay, or we call them people of the river, okay, not much in the lowland, but in the upper portion. And if you are if you know this kind of people in Mindanao, later I'm going to tell you. It's located in the northern portion, western side of Mindanao. Okay, it's the biggest group of Lumad, indigenous people group. Okay. Now here, Subanon Tuboy is located in Zamboanga del Norte province. So if you have the map, we are an archipelago in the Philippines, divided into three: Luzon, Visayas, and Mindanao. And in Mindanao, we are in the northern western side. So that is where Subanen tribe is located. Okay. Their religious orientation is purely animistic. Okay. They believe in the spirits, and they are very respectful to forests, to lands, because they believe somebody out there is controlling this. Okay. And their livelihood, they are farmers, and practice lush and burnt agriculture. We call it kaingin. So what these people do, in order for them to have a residence, they have to burn a portion of the forest and then cultivate it. And then after they live there for 2 to 3 years, and after that they leave the land. They leave it for around 15 years. Okay, so that's their way of life. Now, the sad thing with this group is their literacy aptitude is really bad. Okay, in my previous visit during my evangelistic ministry, I see a lot of Bibles stuck in one corner. And I asked one of the chieftain, who happened to be my partner, I said, "Why you are not giving these Bibles?" He said, "People cannot read. They speak well, but they cannot read, know how to read and write about their dialect." So awful. Okay. So adult literacy, that's based in 1981 by a certain author. Subanen is 50%, 77% of the are illiterate, are of age 30 and up. 23% are of age 15 to 30. Okay. Now, the good thing with these people, okay, Subanen people treated everyone equal. Okay, so even women can do carpentry, can do farming. Okay, that's part of their culture, and that's, we call it division of labor. They don't care about gender. Okay, now the language is closely associated, related to Austronesian language. But again, that's the challenge is laid before us, because as I've said, they know how to speak, but they don't know how to read and write. Okay. Now, sadly, their music is characterized by chants, You will hear this during inauguration of certain portion of Lot. Okay, you will hear them chanting. Okay, it's calling the spirit of the forest to do some blessing about their lives. Okay. Now, the political system of Subanen is a community governance. Subanen society is patriarchal with the family as the basic government unit. Okay. Now, they have that village chieftain, they call it Timuay. And it so happened that I was able to get in touch with one of the Timuay. And I tell you, through that Timuay, we were able to have 3 emerging churches now. And that's how influential these people. You go there in the village without asking them, it's hard for you to get their attention. But if you ask the Timuay to organize, all of them will come. So the best strategy is to approach this village leader. Okay? And it so happened that the Timuay is also literate, and they are now responsible of teaching the people how to read and write. Okay? You see that guy? That guy there, the chieftain. Now, because of too much abuse, the Subanen people were much exploited among politicians. They go there for the sake of their sacred vote, okay, during election time. But when they get elected, they forget, leaving these people thriving by their own. So there are enough budget actually released by the government. But it's a useful thing for greedy people that they will not give. So, there is an act passed in Congress, okay, to recognize, protect, and promote the rights of indigenous cultural communities, indigenous peoples, creating a national commission on indigenous people, establishing, implementing mechanism, appropriating funds, therefore, and for other purposes. This is only a law, but it was not implemented well because of greedy people. You see the challenge now that we are facing? Okay, so capturing the challenge, Livestream Family Church, Global Family Churches of the Philippines endeavor to reach this unreached people group, the Subanen tribe, indigenous people group, for Jesus by enhancing their literacy aptitude, improving their livelihood capabilities, and intentionally introduce biblical transformation program. Okay, as projected in Joshua Project, 108,000 population, 2%. Christian, and out of that 2%, only 0.20% are considered evangelical. And so far, it is the largest religion in ethnic religion, okay? As I've said, culture and tradition has been corrupted. For one reason, when these people from the uphill go down for maybe try to learn new things, and because of secularization, they go back uphill and introduce do some mixture of their lifestyle, the cultural heritage is going out. It's vanishing. So this is one of our purpose why we need to establish a literacy school and pastoral studies that the cultural heritage will be uplifted once again. Okay. To establish a shelter for literacy and pastoral studies for prospective Subanen leaders to generate educational materials for livelihood, literacy, and pastoral studies. Personnel needed, okay? That is why we are raising support, partners in this program, not only in Livestream, but also non-government organization in our country. In fact, prior to my coming here, I get in touch with the municipal mayor, and I asked him that I'm gonna use their heavy equipment to flatten the area that was donated for us for this purpose, okay? 2 literacy lead teachers, that Timuay and his wife, and I really need 3 church planters who will do penetration in nearby villages. This is our goal and objectives, okay? Enhance their literacy restoring of their Subanen local language, then enhance livelihood, and then spiritual transformation, which is my role part as a pastor, church planting pastor, training village people. Because if there is more effective people who can reach the Subanen tribe, it's the village people themselves. Okay? So, we need to teach them how to read and write, use Subanen language as a primary language in teaching, and preserve the music of Subanen, which is vanishing now. In our livelihood, I talked to one of my board of trustees who happened to be an agriculturist, and he promised me that he will be introducing some innovation of their seeds that would give them a better yield. Okay. By spiritual transformation, this is the place that I am really interested. In fact, John's discipleship curriculum or book, I started translating it in Subanen language and in Cebuano. Okay? So hopefully we can use that as a curriculum for them to grow in their following to Jesus. Then we get to train leaders in this village that they can be able to reach their village people. Okay? Project timeline is 3 years intentional tribal program. So it's really coping up this urgent demand. We reach out prospective prior partners and financial supporters. Who? Our friends. The tribe themselves, because the tribe had already donated 2,500 square meters for the literacy school. Okay? And then denominational supporter, it could be you. Okay? NGOs and other religious organization group who has that intention to help the unreached people group. Okay? Our accomplishment, we were able to have 2,500 as donated by the tribe people. Then upcoming donations, I just let it, because I'm prioritizing the establishment of the literacy school. Okay, we have 150 square meters for the office of Livestream Global Family Churches of the Philippines. But again, that would come later. Then we have emerging churches. We have Livestream Dumaguete, Livestream Biasong. We have the three emerging churches. Okay. So this is the thing that we had. Okay, when I started going with them, these are the tribe people. That is the Timuay. Okay, that one. Now, you will notice that this is the name that we set for the tribal group. Okay? So, every church is planted, this is the name. But you will notice that the upper portion, it's Livestream Global Family, that is their legal shield. Okay? This is the church that we had in the mountain. Okay? That's the wife of the chieftain. They don't have electricity, so they just use megaphone. Okay. The churches that we've gone to. Okay. That area there is the place where they have donated, and we have asked the government to their heavy equipment to flatten more to create a wider portion. So, yeah. These are responsible in the creation of Livestream Global Family Churches of the Philippines. That person in the front is my mentor. And the guy in the upper portion is your pastor. Okay? And that girl, that lady, is my daughter. Okay? He's handling now Dumaguete Livestream Global Family. So, again, we really thank you for your partnership. But the last thing that I see in the Epistle of the Apostle Paul, true partners, okay, proclaim God's glory. Remember this, whatever things that will transpire in this venture, you are part of this venture, and we give glory to our God. Amen. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode. Tune in next week for another Life Streams Carawarra message. Have a blessed week.